Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through his word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. I begin reading at verse 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
You might want to come really close. Caden, come help me. Trent, come here. Hold this for me. Would you sit right here and hold Caden, come here. Hold that. And you hold this. Oops. And you hold. Here, Palin, will you hold this for me? Okay, before I start, I have to tell you something. I read the wrong gospel. I had a completely different, and then I had this other confusion. What do you see? What did I bring with me this morning? A heart. What's on the cup? A heart. Do you see a heart in there? Is there a heart in there? Yes, right there, there's a heart. Well, the gospel that I read talked about the commandments. But then our lesson in Romans today talks about law. Do you suppose there's a connection between law and commandments? Are commandments laws?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, they are. So, how many commandments are there? 10. Those are the 10 that came down from the mountain with Moses, right? Well, guess what I found out? The Jews had 613 laws. Did you know that? Zoe, can you count 613? Yeah, but it's going to take a long time, right? It sure is. No, they had 613 laws that they were supposed to keep. And one day this man came to Jesus, and I really do believe he was not trying to trick him at all. He asked Jesus, "What is the greatest law? What is the greatest commandment?" He really wanted to know. I think 613 was awfully hard to keep. So if he could find out what the greatest law was, that would work. And in our lesson today, Jesus says, it's not by the law, but by faith. So Jesus answered this man and said, love. Love God first, then love everyone else. And if you keep that commandment, you've kept all the others. So when I look at hearts, what do we think of?
Love.
Love. And that's the reason I brought the hearts this morning, because I was going to talk about that commandment. You really do? Well, there just might be. So, when we look at hearts, I want us to think about the law. The law that was in the Bible was the law Jesus gave us, to love And Palin is holding something that I want you guys to look for in our church. This is called the Luther Rose. And right in the middle is an empty cross. Jesus lives. But what's right behind the cross?
A heart.
A heart. I want you to see. Yeah, there is a flower. It's called the rose right behind it. But I want you guys to look in our church, because this morning I was looking around, and do you know that we have this somewhere in this church? And I want you to see if you can find it. Now, my other dilemma was, I thought, Trent, you were going to say that these hearts reminded us of a holiday.
Valentine's.
Well, I couldn't talk about Valentine's Day. It's not Valentine's Day. So, I do have something for you, because I know that this week is a holiday. But I want you to go away this morning thinking about, we are loved by God. Let us pray in a minute. Dearest Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us so much that you gave us commandments and set us free from our sin. Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Judeans that Jesus was talking to today in our gospel lesson were a bit confused. They didn't understand his statement. What do you mean we're slaves? We're not slaves to anyone. Now, of course, Judea had been conquered by the Roman government, but still they weren't slaves. They were free in their society. They had freedom of religion for the most part. They were able to go to their own jobs, do their own thing. They even were able to help create some of the laws and the ways that they went about their customs in their daily lives. What do you mean that we're slaves? They were confused. It'd be the same thing as if I said, you are slaves. And you'd say, what? We're not slaves. We live in a free country. Slavery was abolished a long time ago. We have no slavery here. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. We have freedom of press. We can own our own weapons. We're free. We can educate our own people in the way that we want to. We make our own laws. We vote for our own politicians. We vote for our leaders. We are free people. We have the largest economy in the world and the most powerful military that the world has ever known. We are free. If anybody messes with our freedom, we're going to mess right back with them. What do you mean that we're slaves? We're no slaves. In Martin Luther's day and time too, Martin was not a slave, but he felt as if he were a slave. He felt as if he were oppressed, that there was always something wrong, that he did not feel right. And he tried to do all sorts of things to alleviate that. He prayed harder. He read scripture every day. He went to worship service every day. He locked himself in a monastery, trying to keep away from the temptations of the world. He fasted on a regular basis. He did everything possible that he could think of to alleviate himself of this feeling of slavery, this feeling of guilt and of shame. But whatever he did, he could never cleanse himself. One day as he was reading scripture, he came across the passage in Romans, and it hit him like a lightning bolt. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forth as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. It hit Martin Luther that he couldn't do anything to save himself. He couldn't do anything to relieve that guilt, no matter how hard he tried, no matter how much he fasted, no matter how much he prayed, no matter how much he went to worship, no matter how much he did anything. He could not relieve himself, and he realized by reading through Romans that it's only God who can do that. And in that then was freedom for Martin Luther. There was that freedom from that slavery, that burden, that all that pressure that he had to do right in order to win salvation was lifted off of him. He realized that through Christ, by the things that Christ had done for us, that was the only way that he could be free. Now there's a thought right here that to be let loose of slavery means to let go of your own control. That you can't do it. As we say in our confession on Sunday mornings, we are in bondage to sin, and we are sinful. We are in that bondage. We are slaveries. We are enslaved to that sin. But through Jesus Christ, we're set free. And here's the thought then, that as we are set free, we let go and we give control to God. Now, when you think about giving control to somebody else, you think of what? Slavery. If somebody else controls you, you are their slave. But it's different with God. It is different with God, because with God, as we give ourselves to God, as we let God come into our lives, and as we become His servants, we are set free. Martin Luther got looking at the church in his day and time, and he realized the church was not teaching these things. That you are set free by Jesus Christ. You are set free by the truth. You are set free as a free gift from God. The church was not teaching these things. Rather, it was teaching that if you sinned, you had to do penance for that sin. If you sinned, you had to buy indulgences in order to pay for that sin. Or if you couldn't do those things, you would live years in purgatory before you went to heaven. Martin Luther didn't find those things in the scriptures. What he found was that we are set free by the truth of God. And that grace is a free gift that comes through Jesus Christ. And so he wanted to spread that news. He wanted to reform the church. He wanted to change the church so that it could teach once again according to scriptures. And so what he did then was he wrote out all the different statements, all the different theses that he wanted to discuss, that he wanted to have academic debate about, in order to start people thinking and maybe starting to change the church, to reform the church. And he took that list of 95 theses, and he posted it on the door to the chapel of Wittenberg Castle. Because the next day was All Saints Day. It was one of the biggest worship services of all the year. And that way people would be able to see that. They would get their thoughts moving and discussion going of what we can do of changing the church and its teaching. That was 497 years ago. We are almost on that brink of that 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Because Martin Luther did that, the world did change. The church changed. The world changed. Society changed. And we benefit from that. It was a very hectic time afterwards. It was a very confusing time afterwards. But we too live in confusing and hectic times now. You think of the wars going on in the Middle East, of terrorist attacks here in the United States and across Europe. You think of the outbreak of Ebola in Western Africa. It's a scary place, a place in need of change. It goes back to those words that Jesus spoke to his disciples, that we are slaves. We are slaves to sin. The Judeans were a bit confused about what it meant to be a slave to sin. They were slaves to their laws, as Beverly was talking about, of those 613 laws. And also there were many other laws that surrounded those laws to protect those laws. And so they were inundated with laws, and they could not keep them all. But the Jews didn't understand. The Judeans didn't understand of how they were slaves to these things. We don't always understand that we're slaves either. We don't think of ourselves as being slaves, but we are slaves. We're slave to sins. We're slave to our addictions. We're a slave, enslaved to our habits, to our desires, to our wants, to our own selves many times. We are enslaved. And we hear these words of Jesus Christ. Believe, and the truth shall set you free. You will be made free, and it's not by our own doing, not by how much prayer or fasting or how much we lock ourselves away from the temptations of the world. We are made free only through the blood of Jesus Christ. He has set us free from our slavery and has lifted the burden off of us and has called us his own that we may serve him. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.